Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean Policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
We strongly condemn North Korea's latest provocation, the nuclear test, and we will be working together very closely in the Security Council and beyond to come up with the strongest possible measure against North Korea's latest action.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it will also honor the ceasefire. Turkey, which sent its military into the multi-sided conflict late last month, announced support for the truce, which is set to begin at sunset Monday. An exit poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates that the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition were in the lead, but there was not a clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition won 58 of Croatia's 151-seat parliament. The conservative Croatian Democratic Union won 57 seats, while most won 11 seats. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in eastern Nangarhar province say slain General Zorawar Zahid was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the Hasarak district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday. He spoke also at the Pentagon.
May God bless the memory of the loved ones here and across the country. They remain in our hearts today. May He watch over these faithful families and all who protect us. And may God forever bless the United States of America.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York. The country's major presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton apparently left the abruptly left the commemoration ceremony because she was not feeling well. A video posted on Twitter showed Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. The campaign said she was feeling overheated, but reported that later she was feeling much better. Thousands of people marched in Mexico Saturday against the president there's proposal to legalize same-sex marriage. The National Front for the Family called on Mexicans to gather across the country to challenge President Enrique Peña Nieto's legislation to allow gay marriage. Fighting between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said Sunday that the removed officials were suspected of having ties with what the government considered terrorists. The most important day in the annual five-day Hajj was celebrated by the nearly 2 million Muslims Sunday in Saudi Arabia. Muslims gathered beginning at sunrise Sunday on what is known as Mount Arafat, about 15 kilometers north of the city of Mecca. Leading proponents of Britain's leaving the European Union formed a new pressure group Sunday called Change Britain. The group aims to help deliver the UK's referendum result in the most effective way. Opponents of Brexit had warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to have performed strongly in the 78 days since the vote. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.